Bone-chilling greetings, my ghouls. The tunes are courtesy of the amazing Bobby Mackey, and I, of course, am your host, Tessa Morrow. Now today it's a different place, all the same with a new face, with strange mysteries hanging in the air. People in their sane minds swear they see you today. Are you looking for the love they took away? Thanks for stopping by and making Paranormal Prowlers Podcast part of your morning, day, night, graveyard shift. Whenever you listen and wherever you are listening from tiny village to big city, from the scorching hot desert to the freezing Arctic Circle, from ski resort town to tropical paradise, and you guessed it, everything in between, it is absolutely appreciated.
Round of applause. This week's city shout-out goes to
Lambertville, New Jersey, Beijing, China, Yardley, Pennsylvania, Timonium, Maryland, Waverly, Nebraska, and Blaricum, Netherlands. When someone dies, someone that you care about, what's the first thing you do? I mean, there's a list of things, right? It may feel like you're in zombie mode as you numbly do them. Notifying others, writing an obituary, planning a funeral. Am I going to cremate the body? Are we going to bury the body? What's going on, right? Burial options, just the list goes on. And of course, you're mourning this entire time. When you plan on the loved one being cremated, you may think to yourself, okay, now it's up to the professionals. They've got this handled. And now I continue on with my list of things that I must continue doing. Maybe go through clothing, give some of the belongings to loved ones. Whatever you have to do, you do. When the day comes and you get your loved one's ashes, there should be no doubt, no ounce of a doubt at all, that that is exactly what you have. They're cremations and nothing else. So I'm very passionate about this. And sadly, my hometown of Pueblo, Colorado has been thrown into the limelight a week or so ago. And boy, it is ever sour, rank, rancid news. One of the mortuaries here, just a few miles from my house, was found to have piles of bodies that were supposed to be cremated, but were not. The elderly woman, she walks into the mortuary. Clutched in her right hand is a little pink handkerchief. She brings it to her face and she dabs her eyes. Ever since her dear beloved husband Miles died, her eyes just suddenly released tears all on their own, without her even knowing sometimes. They were together 63 years, and she cannot imagine life without Miles. But here she is alone, her soulmate gone, love of her life, never to see him again. Life will never be the same for Martha. Today, she walks through that door to pick up Miles' ashes. A day she feared has finally come. She had a place on her mantle all ready for him, along with a wedding photo and other framed pictures, with the urn being in the middle. Miles was finally coming home.
Martha, I'm so, so sorry for your loss. Miles was a good man. He's greatly missed.
She gives the man a small smile and a nod, dabs her eyes once more, these damn tears, kind of raw now from doing it so often these days. Thank you, Brian, are the only words that she could say without bawling. And with that, she settles her business there and takes Miles home. She pulls up into the garage, carefully cradling the urn. She walks into the door. She walks right into the house and straight towards the mantle. She places Miles there, sits down, and stares at it. Tears form. Big shocker. Martha dabs her eyes and closes them. She envisions her and Miles in each other's arms, dancing to Vera Lynn's "We'll Meet Again." Every day, people like my little made-up couple, Martha and Miles, go through this. Once you receive your loved one's ashes, there should be no doubt or question if this is indeed your loved one. That should be the last thing going through your mind, right? Well, Davis Mortuary hit the news world one fateful day, just less than a week ago, that the owners were stockpiling bodies that should have been cremated, some of them dating at least 15 years. And guess who the owner was? The county coroner. There was a heavy police presence for days after the gruesome discovery. And now, some people are vandalizing the building, throwing rocks at windows and what have you. People are pissed. This is such a violation. They demand answers. How can this happen? And it's the mortuary. It's the county coroner. You know? It's like, how does this happen? And this is supposed to be a trusted person. If you're lost, if you're a little kid and you're lost and you walk up to a police officer, you trust that person, right? If you're a little kid, or I hope so, you know, and you don't expect them to take you, kidnap you, and whatever. Well, the county coroner, you're supposed to trust this person. Apparently, there was a hidden room in the mortuary, plumb full of bodies. People in their worst moments came through here, confided in the coroner and his brother. They owned it together, handing over their loved one to these people, truly believing that they were in good hands, paying large sums of money for them to be cremated. Dying ain't cheap, baby. And not only did he violate their trust and commit these heinous acts of storing the bodies, for what use or purpose, I have no fucking clue. Clearly, he's a sick individual. Both of these brothers, they're sick. But he also would not conduct autopsies. He would just kind of write them off saying cause of death is heart attack or something like that. So, speaking of heart attacks, you guys, oh my God, get this. This scumbag is being questioned by authorities when he suddenly has a heart attack. I was talking to my friend Teresa about this. And she's like, oh no. She's like, I know somebody who actually worked at the hospital and was there when he came in. They did not think he was going to make it. But I am happy to say that he is recovering. No, I could care less about this loser. But this coward, he needs to live. So he could see the hate and disrespect that is just overflowing through Pueblo right now. Both him and his brother need to answer for what they've done, why they did it. No excuse will be good enough. And honestly, they should have been arrested immediately. As of right now, I hate to report this. I'm recording this on Friday morning. As of right now, they are still free men. For now. I mean, as of today, this guy hasn't even stepped down from his position of county coroner. I know that there's other people, like I think El Paso County and other counties that have stepped in and are taking over. But it's like, why wait? Why wait for him? He should be stripped of his rights and arrested immediately. Colorado Bureau of Investigation is in the middle of a huge criminal investigation. It wasn't too terribly long ago when another mortuary in Colorado, I believe it was in Canyon City, which is like less than an hour from where I'm at, they made disturbing headlines when it was discovered that they had close to 200 bodies at their disgraceful establishment. These two monsters are now in prison, I believe 20-ish years. I mean, it's just disgusting. What are these people thinking? This past weekend, while people were having fun at the fair, including myself, authorities were ever so busy carefully and respectfully removing the bodies from the shameful, disgraceful Davis Mortuary. CBI shared that it will take several months to identify the bodies, as some are badly decomposed. I mean, you know, 15 years. Jesus. several hundred concerned people who unfortunately trusted Davis Mortuary and used them to conduct autopsies and cremations with their loved ones are now wondering if their beloved family members are really with them in their urns or buried or whatever, or if they are some of the victims. I can't imagine looking at an urn and going, is that my grandma? Is that my mom? Is that my dad? Is that my brother? It's just absolutely horrible. So they have a phone number dedicated just for the Davis Mortuary fiasco, and I want to share that with you guys now. I do have a lot of Colorado folks who listen, including in Pueblo and Pueblo West. So, and I'm sure it's easy to find that number, but I want to throw it your way. It's 719-257-3359. Again, that phone number for CBI, if you want to call concerning your family members that are no longer here, if they're potential, if you believe they may be Davis Mortuary victims, 719-257-3359. You can also send information to them via email at cbitips@state.co.us. Martha, she sits there in Miles' favorite armchair, her eyes glued to the TV. Below the TV is the mantle where Miles' ashes reside in the urn. Are her ears deceiving her? Is she going deaf? Certainly, she could not be hearing this correctly. Did she really just hear that newscaster fellow say that Davis Mortuary has been storing bodies illegally and giving fake ashes out to family members? Her heart drops. She suddenly feels nauseous. Her phone rings. With a shaky hand, she picks it up. A weak hello leaves her lips.
Mom, are you watching the news?
Her son's heart, broken voice, is on the other end. Miles died just a month ago. Her eyes drop down to the urn. She thinks aloud, Miles, are you in there? Tears wildly run down her cheeks. She throws her handkerchief and she screams. I personally do not know anyone who has been cremated there recently, thank God. But I have friends and family members who know people who have, and not knowing is heartbreaking. This is just a crying shame. When we lose someone we love, we're in mourning. That presence is definitely missed. We do things to memorialize them. This should be the last thing you should have to deal with. It's like a horror movie, really. Except this isn't a movie. It's real life. And the monster or villain is the county coroner and his brother. Again, it's like a movie with a bad punchline. Like, no way could this happen in real life. Like, absolutely no way is someone that stupid enough to do something like this. This county coroner is like, hold my embalming fluid. Stay around, folks. What a disgrace and an abomination. It's happening a few miles away from where I live. It just makes me utterly sick. I have a lot of people scattered about Colorado who listen in to Paranormal Prowlers podcast. And again, like I said, a bunch in Pueblo and Pueblo West. And if you are listening, and you are one of those people who thinks that your deceased loved one may very well be one of the Davis Mortuary victims, I'm just so incredibly sorry that you're going through this. My thoughts and prayers are with all of you guys and gals, and living and dead, nobody deserves this. I really hope that the victims are identified sooner than later and that they can finally be properly cremated and reunited with their families. Because this is just heartbreaking. It really is. No one deserves this. It's such a violation. It's heinous. And what I truly don't understand is why? Why? You are a legit, scratch that. You were a legit coroner. Autopsy's easy peasy, baby. You had all the tools, all the equipment, all the machinery to cremate. To autopsy, why feel the need to just let the bodies lie around like that? And what in the bloody hell were you giving the families passing off as ashes? Was it ashes of other random victims? Or were you just throwing some dirt in a bag and calling it a day? Shame on you! This disgraceful coroner, who I refuse to say his name, but you could easily find it yourself if you look up Pueblo Davis Mortuary Coroner. Yeah, you'll find him. He actually admitted that he had a hidden room where bodies were stashed awaiting cremation, some over a decade, and that he gave the mourning families fake ashes. Why is this monster not rotting in a jail cell right now, being somebody's little prison bitch? Like, seriously? One of my aunt's dearest, bestest friends may be one of those bodies. My uncle has friends that have been a long time going to his alibi, to his bar, and they're like family to him. They may be some of those bodies. Many people right now are wondering and waiting for confirmation. And you know, I'm just hoping that justice comes knocking very soon, and that these two free men will not be free for much longer. I'm sure they are in hiding, as they are many angry people right now in Pueblo, Colorado, and all over the place. Enjoy your freedom now, you former disgraceful county coroner dude and brother, as I am praying that this is temporary. Freedom will no longer exist for you. Oh yeah, we're singing those jail blues, baby. Those jailhouse blues. There's a reason why I'm not a singer, 'cause I can't sing, but I don't care. Because someone's gonna be singing those jailhouse blues pretty damn soon in a jail near you. Yes. Oh yes. Enjoy that fresh air while you can, boys, because it's a coming.
And that concludes another fantastic podcast. Legend has it, if you don't tune in, I'll be returning to haunt you. So make sure to tune in for the next episode.
Did you enjoy this week's episode? Listen to the others, they're all phenomenal. Haven't heard every single damn one yet. No need to fret, you could hit up any of those podcast platforms such as Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Wherever you may roam to hear your other spooky podcasts, you'll probably find Paranormal Products Podcast lurking in the background.
Thanks, everyone, and I will
see you next week.